Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What do you guys usually click when it says ask app to track or not to track? When it pops up on
your not phone? To track.
Not to track.
Track
don't
what?
Do that to me.
Ain't track
it probably track. Is anyway. They're probably just putting that up there.
Yeah, they just make you feel better that you're not.
It's so. Like the button on the crosswalk. It does nothing.
Mm-mm. It makes you feel good. I'm looking to go to Barbie tomorrow night. I haven't seen it. Oh, there's tickets to all the shows. Got it. There's a lot of showings, though.
A lot.
I heard it was so good.
So good.
Yeah.
I'd watch it again.
Yeah, I heard it was so good. I mean, Mike told me it was good, but I heard it from multiple people that they were just like, it's one of the best movies they've seen in forever. You've seen it?
Yeah.
You love it?
I loved it. I gave it 5 out of 5. I think you'll love the nostalgia of it, and I think you'll feel really empowered by it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That's women feeling empowered. Yeah.
Especially women.
We went, so the last couple of days, we've been doing the show. We were doing the show from Orlando, but so I don't even know what day it is. When we travel on weekdays, it screws with me. What night did we go to that guy's house?
That was
Monday
Tuesday,
night.
Tuesday night.
It was Tuesday night?
Yeah.
So okay, let me walk this back. Monday, we're in this studio. We flew down to Florida. Mm-hmm. Monday afternoon, we were at UCF campus throwing the ball with the quarterback.
Correct.
Shooting that stuff. Got it. Tuesday, we met with the head coach, Gus Malzahn, interviewed him, played golf with, did that. And then Tuesday night, we go to this guy's house. And they said they didn't have any problem with us putting on social media.
Mm.
But he is a part owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers football team. Very rich, apparently.
I mean, to own a sports team, you have to be, right?
Yeah. Especially
even if you're part.
And he was super nice. We didn't even know he was that rich because we were just hanging out with him. He's a normal dude like us.
I had talked to him earlier that day. Like, yeah. I don't know who you are, but you're cool.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. And then all of a sudden, he's owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. Or like one of them. Owns 30%, I think, something like that. And so we go to his house, and he has rooms that are made exactly like Disney. Like, they had Winnie the Pooh room. They had Star Wars room. They had Harry Potter. Is that not Disney?
No.
They had Frozen.
Eddie showed me a picture of, like, Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland room.
Yep.
That Toy Story. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
They have a lot. It's a lot of money. The Cinderella staircase.
Even the driveway in the front
had
the
mouse on
the big Mickey Mouse.
And my point with all this is they were having a Barbie party when we got there.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of crashed a Barbie party, but they had like a big Barbie box. You can see Eddie and I in the big Barbie box on my Instagram, the front page.
They have their own private screening. Huh.
I don't know, but they had the Haunted Mansion ride in their house.
Yeah, I mean, just from what Eddie was showing me, like, it's not just like Star Wars themed room with like some posters on the wall. It's like literally like everything, the chairs.
And the force opens the bathroom. Yeah. You just get close to it.
It's like you're at a theme park.
No, look, there was in the Alice in Wonderland room, there was a little door and Next thing I see,
tiny door. Yeah,
Bones. Ollie sees his butt because he's climbing that little door. I'm like, where are you going?
I went through the door,
and he went through it, and the door closed. And I'm like, I'll never see him again.
Did it lead somewhere?
It did. I came out another room, maybe the Frozen room.
No, it was the Beauty and the Beast room.
That's crazy.
Is unreal. It's super cool.
And I went around the house. I'm like, where's Bobby? He went through this little door, and they're like, go to the Beauty and the Beast room. I'm like, where's the Beauty and the Beast room?
We got in the car afterward. We were driving out. And you're my pockets. I took like 8 Twinkies. They had all these fun Twinkies there, and I filled my pockets with them.
Yeah.
Full size?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, the chocolate Twinkies, normal Twinkies.
And they were all squashed.
Like, yeah.
Well, I fit as many in my pockets as I could.
Like, what are you doing with these?
It was awesome. Are you kidding? I took a lot of Twinkies back. And so we stayed in these rooms in Orlando.
Go ahead. Go ahead, tell the story.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
That I took the big room.
So, I didn't want to pay for 4 rooms or 4 of us going. Me and Eddie, Mike D, who was making sure that everything was recorded, and Reed, my video guy that travels, and we were shooting a lot of stuff for video. And so I got 2 rooms with 2 rooms in each room, like little bedrooms. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so we get there and we go in the room, and Eddie goes in his room, and I was like, oh, I thought they were connected. Well, there's a door in the middle. So they weren't really like a room with 2 rooms. It was like a connection. But Eddie had a living room, a hot tub.
No. The living room was both of ours.
But it was on your side of the split door.
Well, you gave me the key.
Oh, it was so annoying.
You gave him the wrong key.
That's right.
So.
And I had already used the bathroom. So
yes, he put his flag in the ground.
Yeah.
It's not peeing. Peeing's not your flag in the ground.
No. I put my flag
yes,
in the ground.
Yes, he put his flag in the ground. We did that. We went to a Panthers training camp yesterday. I got this ball. And I got Bryce Young and Frank Reich to sign it, the coach and the number 1 overall pick. And I guess media is not supposed to ask people to sign stuff. I don't care. No, we're not real media anyway.
Average media person.
No, I wouldn't say average. I would say we're just not real.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not media.
Because there was real media there, like covering hard-hitting sports action.
Gotcha.
Like, they're there to report on the Panthers. Mm. And then we were there.
Yeah, like why were you there?
That's a great question.
But it was cool to see all that.
We were sitting in the family tent for a while, and we're not family. We weren't really supposed to be sitting there.
Yeah.
We just kind of went in and just started going places, and all of a sudden we were going too many places, and they were like, guys, you have to stay here. We're like, oh, we thought we were just able to go everywhere we wanted. We weren't really, but we got a lot of good coverage.
Four.
We don't know.
Yeah.
It's like me
That's
training.
That's a good question.
You know, we just kind of were training, but it was a lot of fun. And then this ball was just laying on the ground. I just grabbed it. And then I walked up and I was like, after we sign this?
But Bones, it's not like finding a quarter on the street. Like, we're at their camp. There's going to be footballs that are
lots of balls,
theirs.
Probably.
It was like close to the edge, though, so I didn't really know whose it was.
You act like I found a ball.
Well, it was just on the ground. I just picked it up. There's no one with it. So I picked it up. Thought I could have been a fan or something. And nobody wanted it, so I took it and got it signed. After the interview, which you're really never supposed to do. And it's signed with a Sharpie, but it's like, it's hard to see.
Are you like, could you do that again? One more time.
A little better.
But I'm going to use it for charity.
Oh, okay. Well then. Yeah.
But later. Let it live there for a little bit.
How much did I get for this yellow helmet? Who signed that?
Joey Logano, the race car driver.
Did I get a pretty penny for that?
Yes.
Did he sign my name to it or did he just sign?
No, he just signed Joey.
Even
He's
better.
In the front.
It's his, yeah,
and that's
it's
an
just
awesome helmet.
Name.
My desk is like cluttering up too much.
But it's the, just so people know, I mean, he said it's a replica. It's not like a helmet he's worn in a race.
Because
those are expensive.
Yeah, and it's a lot heavier than his real one.
Right.
This one is a replica of what he wears.
Yes.
And what's the glove, Bones?
I
forgot that.
Big Daddy.
George Foreman.
That's what it says.
People are selling these Joey Logano autograph signed replica helmets for $500 online.
Mm.
That's not bad.
What's the glove? Oh, no, that's Sugar Ray Leonard or something.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
I think a listener sent it to me.
Oh, we got to keep
pretty
that.
Cool.
If it was a gift to you from a listener.
But if I already accepted the gift in my heart and soul, I now can give it away, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a card.
I thought it was Riddick Bowe, and I thought it was K-9 brought it.
Could be it.
Mm. That's exactly what it was.
Oh,
Riddick
crap.
Bowe.
Yeah, K-9 gave it to you, Riddick Bowe.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, how's he doing? He making it yet?
He sent me a song last week. I need to send it to you so you can check it out.
Is it dirty?
It's a hip-hop.
It's got bad songs in it? Bad words in it?
I think he did a pretty good job making sure he didn't. I'll be honest, I didn't listen to it.
Oh.
I was going to try to like flood through it. I haven't heard it.
Yeah, okay.
He's waiting to send it to you.
I'll send it to you first.
Bobby.
Let me do my top 5 concerts ever. Lunchbox did his on the show this morning.
and I don't have time to get to mine. And I thought his were funny, so we didn't do it on the air. So I'll do mine now real quick. My top five concerts. Number five, Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers in Little Rock in 1999, wow. Playing together. Do you have
no
clips?
No audio.
Oh, we have no clips of my songs?
Remember because of Facebook?
I have we can't play it here, but we would have had it on the air.
Can you sing a little?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. There goes my hero. Watch him as he hurts. And then Chili Peppers would be like,
under the bridge.
And now it's in the month of vacation. Because I'm on vacation.
Californication?
I don't know. Number four, Counting Crows in Nashville. And
that was fun.
It was a recent one. And they played all their songs with the real melodies. First time they've ever done that. And I thought it was so cool. And be like, long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last.
He sings like that?
In Nashville, he did, because it's country.
Yeah. Just because he was in Nashville.
Number three, Billy John, Elton Joel playing together. Wait, Billy Joel, Elton John.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, Elton John and Billy Joel together in San Antonio. And they just did all their hits with each other. It's crazy to know they didn't even like each other, but they still able to pull it off. Number two, John Mayer. At ACL, at the ACL festival. But you can't do the whole festival. No festival. That's cheating. That's like a greatest hits album.
Right, right.
But John Mayer, his hour and a half set when it was raining. Gravity is working against me. And then number one, Garth and Little Rock, that me, Amy, Eddie drove to. I've never seen anybody do an entire song without singing a word or playing a single instrument.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
And that was Garth. He did.
It's because we did it for him.
Mm-hmm. He did it Tomorrow Never Comes and said, no. He said, you guys sing this one. All he did was keep a rhythm on his chest and the whole crowd. If tomorrow never comes.
I just got goosebumps just now thinking back on it.
Well, she know how much I love her.
No, he didn't do a beatbox like he just did.
He did the.
Faded that chest. But I was doing that.
If tomorrow. Man, was that your first Garth concert?
No.
That was mine. Oh, no. You had seen him in Vegas.
Yeah, I'd seen him in Vegas. And then he played a small thing here at like Marathon Music or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it
was
like that Man Against the Machine time.
Yes.
But yes, I think the Vegas was the first time I'd seen him like really sing hard all the hits and other song. And then the Little Rock one was a big one. And then we opened for him. That was cool.
That was amazing. Oh, that should be one of your favorite concerts.
I didn't really watch that one as much though. We were playing.
I didn't either.
Like by the time, it was cool of him though to let us hold until dark. That's a big move.
Oh, yeah.
That's a baller move. He's like, you guys don't have to go on until it gets dark.
And we got to play to the whole stadium.
Yeah. And he's like, use the whole stage to go all the way around.
That's cool.
That's a baller
move. Which I was tethered. You weren't.
Showbiz, baby. Travis Kelce, he tried to get Taylor Swift to say what up to him. Did you guys see the story?
Mm-mm.
So he went to Taylor's show, and he was going to make a friendship bracelet, and he was going to give her one. He wanted to meet her, but he was going to put his phone number on the bracelet. And they wouldn't let him meet her.
Who is he?
Oh, he plays tight end for the Chiefs.
So
what's the story? It didn't happen?
I can just play. I can play a clip and say that, right? So he has a podcast with his brother, and it's called New Heights. But here's a clip of this.
If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Your number's in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one. She doesn't meet anybody, or at least she didn't want to meet me, so I took it personal.
So she didn't say, what's up? He didn't get to give her the friendship bracelet with a cell phone number on it, and he did not get to go out with Taylor Swift.
Dang.
That's pretty funny, huh?
Shooting a shot.
That's a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're famous and you don't want it to be awkward, and you're just like, I got you a friend, that's a good one.
What position is he?
Tight end.
Oh, you say that?
Okay. Yeah.
Starter?
The best in the NFL.
He's really good.
Maybe best of all time.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch a Chiefs game, it's Mahomes to him and touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
A lot.
They're a soccer analyst. Do you see where he collapsed on the air lunchbox?
Yeah, he was doing it before the game. They were talking, and his partner or whatever goes to ask him a question, and then he just kind of starts stumbling back and forth, and just boom.
Ray, will you
out.
Play that clip?
He's been left behind. He's on the naughty step. Shaq!
So what happened ahead of the game, obviously my mate Shaka not here, but as it stands, it's good news. He's conscious, he's talking, I think he's a little embarrassed about it all, he's apologised profusely. Not a man who likes people to make a fuss of him. Obviously far too early to make any sort of diagnosis, but the important thing is that Shaka's conscious. Fortunately, we spoke to his wife and things are looking okay.
Wow. It's always scary when someone does that and you're watching it. You watch back knowing he was okay. Like when I saw the clip, finally he was okay. But like Mitch McConnell,
very scary.
He froze. And again, I knew he was okay by the time I saw the clip. But he's over 80 years old. He just froze. He was coming to say a few things and he stopped saying things. He just froze. And it looked crazy because he's so old. And someone's like, I bet he had a stroke. Like doctors were saying that. Mm. It's always weird to diagnose people when you're not with them and you're not their doctor. It's like telling people how to spend their money.
Bones, if like you and Amy were on camera and Amy passed out like that, would you keep going?
No.
You would stop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's.
I just wonder because like as a professional, like, you know, broadcaster, sometimes you're just like, hey, show them what's going on. We'll deal with Amy in a second.
I'm not a very professional broadcaster. I'm a professional person who does stuff on camera and on microphone, but I'm not a good broadcaster, so I would stop.
Mm.
And I would just be like, you guys keep the camera on me if you want, but we got to get her out of here.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like, okay, well, tell me something good. That's what it's all about.
Did you see the guy that was covering the news at the airport with the camera? And he goes to the airport and they're having a press conference about how much better job they're doing with delays and cancellations. And he's running like local news camera. And he's like, really? And he zooms up over her and it's the board of all the flights that have been canceled and delayed right then.
Oh, hilarious.
Hilarious.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it was really good. Passing out. This is worse than passing out, but Bronny James, LeBron's son, had heart issue, had a
cardiac arrest.
Cardiac freaking arrest.
Had to revive him.
Scary.
So they say they're optimistic about his recovery. A lot of times with the heart stuff too, like you don't know until it tells you. Maybe if you're that level, it's different. I'm not sure, but like somebody like us, we wouldn't know because we're not going to get scans on our whole body.
Yeah.
We're not like premier athletes. So even high school kids, they would die during football practice because they would never know they had a heart condition. Because why would they know? They're not getting their whole body checked, like their heart. They don't do that at a physical. And so, but yeah, Bronny James doing well. Is he going to, are they even talking about his basketball future on Letterboxd?
No,
I haven't heard anything about it.
They haven't said anything. They just said he's out of the ICU.
Crazy, you gotta go to the ICU.
I saw Tori Kelly's husband.
Oh, yeah, Tori Kelly passed out.
Doing better. This is an update as of 2 hours ago, but yeah, she collapsed from a clot.
A blood clot?
And yeah, hospitalized for blood clots. I mean,
my hip hurts.
So crazy.
I didn't pass out. My hip's killing me.
Uh huh. You wanna say why?
Well, what happened was I was running an out route with the quarterback for UCF. I was really shining, Amy, too.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
I didn't have any cleats on my feet. I just had a New Balance. I slipped and busted it. Mm. I didn't drop any balls.
Amy, it's like his head said, like, do this, but his feet were like, I can't move that fast. And then
it wasn't fast. I outran your butt every single time.
No, you were cutting. You were trying to do a little shuffle with your feet.
Yeah, I was trying. And I slipped and busted it.
Your hip still hurts?
My hip is bruised like crazy. I'm good. I'll be good. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
This New Hampshire tween takes cops on a chase. Which does that sound? Would that be something that you would have liked to have done if you were completely clear of it now?
Yeah.
Meaning it's not on your record, and no way can it be held against you because it's been too many years. Would you have liked to now, looking back,
gone on a police chase? Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been so fun and exciting and exhilarating, and just the whole, like the whole time it's going on, you just got to be going, this is like a movie. This is like you see on TV. This is incredible.
She's
like,
12.
There's 12 cop cars behind
me. She's 12. The girl who was running.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to drive at 12.
The unnamed girl took her dad's truck and led police on a chase that ended up going through multiple communities. The girl was behind the wheel in her father's pickup truck. They put a spike strip down. The girl eventually stopped before running into a wooded area where she was taken into custody. She'd been released to her parents. Another driver was following and recording the chase. She says the girl was all over the road and just missed getting into a couple of accidents. Luckily, there were no accidents. WMUR with that story.
There was a kid in my neighborhood, remember? He stole his parents' car. I think he was like 14. He made it down the street and hit a house.
Mm.
He didn't make it out of the neighborhood.
At 14, kid? Come on, you should drive better than that at 14. At 11 or 12, okay, but 14. One family pocketed $7.6 million by taking cans and bottles from Arizona and recycling them in California. Prosecutors say that's fraud.
What?
What do you mean?
No, if you say, hey, recycle a can or bottle, you get paid. What's wrong with it?
A California family that earned millions just by recycling cans and bottles has now been accused of multiple felonies that could lead to years behind bars. In a felony complaint, state prosecutors charged 8 family members with defrauding the state by importing used bottles and cans from Arizona, some 178 tons in 8 months, and recycling them in California. The recycling operation earned almost $8 million. When someone purchases a plastic or aluminum bottle in California, they typically pay an extra 5 to 10 cents in California redemption value, or CRV, which the consumer can get back by returning the items to one of the state's more than 1,200 recycling centers. Arizona has no such program. In the criminal complaint, prosecutors accuse family members of unlawfully conspiring to commit theft and fraud, defrauding the California recycling. Oh, I get it.
I get it now.
Yeah.
They pay more in California, and you can just get that money back when you bring it back.
So they buy them in California. They would take it from Arizona, then get that California refund. They knew what they were doing.
They knew they were doing
it. They knew what they were doing. That's fraud.
Yeah. That is incredible that they made over almost $8 million on recycling.
Yeah, but it's not legal. So.
No, I understand, but it's still incredible that you were able to do that.
It's not illegal, but it's still incredible.
to transport that much recycled goods, that's
They said
crazy.
Tons.
178 tons in 8 months.
That's a lot.
I mean, they'd be filling up semis.
I wonder if they knew what they were doing was illegal or if they thought they just outsmarted the system.
That's what I think. Is they think, oh my gosh, we found a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they go get all this recycled? Do they just go knock on their neighbor's door? That's not enough tons.
All over Arizona, you probably buy it too, huh? Like the smashed up blocks of cans?
Oh, maybe. Oh,
yeah. Possibly.
Rent a semi, drive it across the border, roll
up.
They
were driving it in trucks, too.
That's roll crazy. Up to the convenience store. Hey, man, I need to get my 5 cents back for all this.
An Albuquerque woman's accused of stealing more than $19,000 from stores and then, takes a plea deal. We were talking about pleas. I guess it's not a plea, but more of a... We had a buddy who drove through the...
Toll roads.
The toll road, and he kept getting those fines. And then they kept doing penalties on the fines that he wasn't paying because he wasn't paying. Before he knew it, he owed like $20,000 or $30,000. And he pleaded with them, and he's paid like $2,000.
Yeah.
For all the times he just kept because we rented a car in Florida, we kept driving through all the fast pass,
all the toll roads.
I rented the car, so what's gonna happen?
I don't know.
Because Eddie was driving, and he was if there was a faster way, he just took it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the GPS said. And
he would be like, we just got our picture taken.
I was like, over and over and over. I'm like, man, I hope we have that fast pass or whatever.
We don't. So I wonder what happens. Scuba, what happens? How do I have to pay that?
This is the toll roads in Orlando.
Yeah.
So what it does is you're in a rental car. It goes to that license plate. That license plate is tracked to you. You'll get a bill in the mail.
I will?
Yeah, even if it's a rental car, they'll bill it to you because they know that you had that car at that time frame.
Can I demand they show me a picture of me driving it? And then when they show a picture... From that camera, it's Eddie, then he has to pay it?
Whoa.
Yeah, they snap pictures of the driver, so you could ask for that. Boom. I don't know how quickly they'll get it to you, but yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, boy.
A shoplifter, and she was in one of those rings. They stole $19,000 worth of items from Kohl's and Target. Investigators said they'd mob the store and leave all at once. Boy, risky, though. Because they could catch one or two of you, even if there's 7 of you. I don't like those odds. When there's a party at a house and the cops come, did you guys ever do that?
Oh, yeah. We spread like...
Did anybody ever get caught, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, people get caught?
Yeah. My friend Scott got arrested at my dad's house.
I hung out in a tree for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. In a tree?
In a tree until the cops left because mm-hmm. they interrogated everyone.
I had already gone home to my mom's house, so I didn't get in trouble.
A woman has part of her skull removed after a sinus infection?
What do you mean?
Well, that's crazy infection. That's infected big time.
Whoa.
Well, because, I mean, it's obviously it's infected part of her bone. And they have to cut some of it out. But that is a crazy sinus infection. You ever get sinus infections?
Always.
Sometimes it's like to have my skull removed, so I don't have to get another sinus infection.
Always.
A woman's gene mutation led to a large piece of her skull needing to be removed after her antibiotics stopped working because of a sinus infection. She's 26 years old. She needed to relearn how to walk and talk after the surgery.
Gee.
But now she's back to being a healthy wife, mother, and martial arts teacher. But due to a gene... mutation, antibiotics would no longer work for her, and the infection had spread to her brain.
Oh.
So they had to cut part of her skull out. That sucks. I gotta take 2 Zyrtec. She had to get her.
So when they cut the skull off, okay?
Man, it's like part of her head. I mean, it's like
yeah, yeah. So does it regrow? I don't know. Or she's walking around with a hole?
I don't think so.
Nah, your bones don't.
So she just has a hole in her head?
Well, it's not so much a hole. It's like a dent. You ever see a boxer and they get punched and it looks like a dent, but it stays forever? Because there's no bone. I mean, imagine if they cut a part of your shoulder out. That doesn't grow back. It would just be a...
Oh.
I wonder
so
if
the
they
skin
could make
grows back.
Some sort of like an implant.
For the head? And put hair on it?
I don't know. I'm just thinking like.
Yeah, it's rough. That stinks.
I knew a guy with a dent on his head.
What happened?
I don't know. I never asked him.
Was it a we don't ask kind of thing?
Yeah, I just didn't want to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Abby. Lunchbox is taking shots at you at his in his cameos.
What was that?
Lunchbox is making fun of you in the cameo videos yes. people are paying him to do?
Yeah, a lady sent me a video.
So she paid Lunchbox.
So her husband bought it for her birthday. He got her tickets to your show, and then he also got a cameo from Lunchbox for her birthday, and he was there singing happy birthday.
Do you have a clip of this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, do you remember this Lunchbox before I play it?
No, I don't remember.
Are you making fun of Abby and your... These aren't even bits for air.
I may have said, maybe they said they love the show. They're going to see Bobby and Abby. I don't know, you know, in the description. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe I probably said, oh, here's Abby to sing you happy birthday. No, I want someone that can actually sing. I'm going to sing it for you. Something like that, probably.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear.
Happy birthday. Whoa, did you say you want Abby to sing for you? No, that doesn't happen because we want you to have a happy birthday, not a sad birthday. So hit it, man. Happy birthday to you.
Are you in your bathroom?
Why are you
in that tone?
What do you mean? I'm singing.
Why are you talking like that?
Not singing.
Like a kroner.
Excuse me, like a what?
Kroner.
Stick with that. What's a kroner?
Frank Sinatra is a kroner, right? In that
like a cronut?
I don't know what a kroner. A cronut is a donut and a croissant.
Why did you say croissant that way?
I don't know.
Croissant.
I don't know.
But yeah, I was just doing a kroner voice like they do. Like they did those, you know, they used to wear in a tux and do those. And
a kroner. Microphone.
Kroner? That's what I said. Right? Isn't that what I just said?
It is what you said, yes.
Okay.
Would you be referring to a crooner?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Abby, do you think Lunchbox is obsessed with you?
Kind of. I don't understand where it even came from. Like, it's his cameo. So why did... And he started singing anyway, and then he, like, went back to it.
Yeah.
Like, is that necessary? I don't understand.
Just whatever. Sometimes it just pops in your head. If they said a comment about Abby, then I just...
They improv. Didn't. They didn't say a comment about me.
Did they? What was the description that they wrote
you
on the cameo?
You literally just said... That they said they want you to sing happy birthday.
No.
The husband bought it from you.
They didn't say that. They may have said they're going to see Bobby and Abby in Wichita or whatever. They're excited. So whatever the description says, if they mentioned it, I was probably like, oh, you know what I mean? And so I referenced it because that's what they referenced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Okay.
You're croning away. I like that.
I'm going to keep croning.
Keep croning, buddy. Ray, you still doing cameo?
Yeah, they've slowed down a little bit. And then we had vacation, so I bumped the price way up if anybody wanted it. And so I think I still have it at like $50. So
55.
I should probably drop it down.
But why on vacation could you not do them if it's just you at your phone?
I didn't know Wi-Fi situation there. Learned very, very quickly that it's pumping in Dominican Republic.
Got it. So your average video length, Ray, is 3 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yeah!
That's pretty long.
I know. Now I'm doing dialogues. I do fake conversations with myself. Yeah, it gets pretty deep.
Let me read Ray's header here. Book a personal video for $55. His name is Ray Bobby Bone Show, radio personality, living on the west side of Nashville. Ray is on the critically acclaimed Bobby Bone Show. 4.95 stars, highly responsive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
4.9, that's awesome.
What did Lunchboxes say? You're $5 over Lunchbox.
That's his vacation rate.
Oh. Lunchbox, I'm the one and only Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show. I love being the MVP of the show, and I'm still proud to be called Prom King. Catch me on the Sore Losers podcast, the man, the myth, the legend. Rating, 5.
Boom. 5 out of 5?
5.00.
Wow.
Highly responsive.
Well, because he has props, too.
Yep.
Why does he lift his shirt up like every third one, though?
If they say shirt off, some
wait,
of them
say...
Does
anyone ever say shirt off?
They say shirt off, please.
They're all public?
Some of them are. Some are private.
They show them, yeah. They show all the videos that...
Dude, they want you with your shirt off.
Lunchbox's average video length, a minute 35. Ray's 3.5
That's absolutely inaccurate.
It says here average.
That's not right. You're reading it wrong.
What?
You must be reading Ray's. I guarantee it.
Mike, what does it say Lunchbox's average video length is?
135.
Thank you.
So why are you mad? What should your average?
That's absolutely inaccurate.
What's your average?
That's okay, though.
I'm reading it from the screen. I don't know how long your videos are.
I'm just telling you that you're not looking at it right.
What's your average?
I will bet you $1,000. You go to look at any of my videos.
I'm not saying look at any of your videos. It just says here what everybody's average video is. I'm reading it. It says average video length, 1 minute, 35 seconds, 24-hour delivery, lightning bolt.
Fast.
So what's your average, Lynchbox?
I don't know. I don't know how to tell you that, but I guarantee you it's not a minute and a half.
He doesn't know, but you're not right.
I just read it out loud. Ray's was 3:30. I thought it was a little long.
So you sound offended by 1 hour.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just telling you it's longer than that.
What do you think it is?
Probably 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes.
Average.
Yeah.
So probably 1 second more than what Ray's been doing?
No, I don't know what you said Ray's was. 3-something.
3 minutes, yeah. Something. Okay. I don't know.
Well, good
Ray's
luck.
Used to be about 45 seconds, and then he saw that I did them longer, so he started doing them longer. So you saying that mine, that's what I'm saying is, so the saying mine is only a minute and 30 is just inaccurate.
But I'm not saying it. I'm reading it from their screen.
Okay.
Mike, what does it say Lunch's video is?
135.
Average video length.
This one I'm looking at is a minute 6.
There's no chance.
I don't know.
There's one that's a minute 6. There's one that's a minute 34. There's one that's 56.
There's
one that's 210. Seconds. There's one that's 29 seconds.
There's never been one that's 29 seconds. You're looking at a clip. There's no way I did one that's 29 seconds. That's just not.
Okay, well, regardless.
Bad for business.
Whatever I'm looking at, I just see it. All I can do is say what I see.
What if they ask you to do it 29 seconds?
Then I could do it.
There we go. Maybe you did that.
So they pull clips? Like a highlight?
Is it best of?
I don't know. I don't know what Mike's looking at. I have no idea.
You're a Cameo main page.
Is it the fake Radio Lunchbox?
No, it's the one and only.
Okay.
The man, the myth, the legend.
How dare you give me with facts?
Yeah. Okay, well.
Those aren't facts, though.
Oh, he's so offended by this.
He is. He's grabbing something from his bag.
Why?
Guys.
It's very.
Who cares?
It's passionate in here right now.
Well, it's just trying to undersell my business.
I'm not underselling. I'm reading what's on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how you see that. Yeah. No, literally, I don't.
An Arkansas woman receives $200,000 and a lottery ticket from her stepdad.
Ugh. Wow. I need that.
You need that.
You can stop doing Cameo then.
Heck yeah, I could.
What's the most cameos you've ever done in a day?
Well, that's a great question. I have no idea.
I mean, if they're only a minute and a half at a time, you can do 100.
Yeah, but they're not, so that's the problem.
An Arkansas woman is $200,000 richer after her stepdad made good on a long-running joke that he would give her a winning lottery ticket. This woman in Greenbrier told Arkansas lottery officials her stepdad made a surprise visit to her home. Saying, I need something to talk about. I guess I'm talking about. He said, I got good news and bad news. He gave me the bad news first, that she has to start paying her phone bill. The good news is she'll have money to pay with it as he gave her the ticket. It was a $200,000 Powerball ticket. Okay. He gave her $200,000.
That's really nice.
That's crazy. What are you looking up so feverishly?
I'm just trying to see how you look at whatever you said you looked at. I don't even understand that.
It's on the front page of your Cameo page. At the bottom of all the videos. It says average video length, 1 minute, 35 seconds. You're available to book, 24-hour delivery, $50.
I mean, I just type in my name and I can't even find it, so I don't even know how you do it.
He can't find Lunchbox.
His shirt is off.
Yeah, just do Lunchbox.
Yeah.
There you go. You're not ready to Lunchbox.
So I'm doing my Facebook and Instagram. Yeah.
Wow, look at this review. Lunchbox was phenomenal. His video was perfect for the occasion.
What's it say, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I don't know why they say that.
But what's to say, though? Just say it out loud for me so I can feel good about it.
It says minute 35, but that's not accurate, so I don't know what they're talking about. Yeah.
Look, go up. That video, he's not lying. It's 1 minute and 6 seconds.
There's no way. Must be a clip, mother.
You don't remember doing that video?
No, that was years ago, dude. That was in the very beginning.
Okay, well, they could be factoring those in.
Okay, hold on. You know, he has a 5-star rating, like you said.
Yeah.
So 99% of his, he has over 300 reviews, which that's, you know. So 99% of people said 5. 1% said 4, and this is the 4-star review.
Go ahead.
My wife loved it or whatever. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to make this day special. Personally, thought the message was a little short for the investment.
Oh,
but wow, Cameo didn't allow me to tell you any more about her. Thanks. So,
I'd like to see his, because I guarantee that video was over 3 minutes.
We didn't know he's going to get so butthurt over
this. I'm just saying,
Well, I just thought that was odd that was literally the topic of the 1%.
Yeah. How do I find my 4-star?
Go to his house? What's happening?
What's the 4-star? What's their name, Amy?
If you go to reviews and then you go to the 5-star and then you go to the 1 4-star.
Corinne loved it. She was so happy.
Yeah, let's see.
But
it was for Mother's Day.
A little short for the investment.
How long is that video, Lunch?
Okay, so let's
May 8th of last year.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, my God.
4 minutes. And that guy's mad that it's not long enough. Four minutes. That's, 4 minutes, 8 seconds.
Dang, how much? Your other one's been really short then.
Exactly. That dude can kick rocks.
That's it?
Wait, turn it up. Okay.
Yeah. 4 minutes.
Hotel room in Austin, Texas. It's the iHeart Festival.
I've been drinking.
The country festival, and I'm just like, Corinne, how are you so amazing? Like, no, really. Like, from one amazing person to another, I'm like, Corinne. Tell me how you do it. How do you put up with those seventh graders? Corinne.
Seventh grade teacher.
About when I was in seventh grade, and what a little crapper I was.
iHeart Festival, man.
And how bad, how mean, how inconsiderate, how stinky I was. How do you do it as a seventh grade teacher? How do you teach them? How do you teach them to
That's why they're so long. He just keeps saying the same thing over and over again.
It's an amazing thing.
Alcohol helps.
Because Corinne, let me tell you, I was terrible at school. What was I good at? Math.
Is she asking you questions?
No.
Oh,
I'm just talking to her.
Can we go on a raise?
Starting at the big, with a big equation at the top of the page.
I want a raise? Yeah. Sure, coming
just pick
up.
Pick one random.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And that was 4 stars.
Lunchbox is so...
Drunk.
Hey, it was...
Ray got a 1 star.
Oh, no, play
Wait,
that one.
Wait, so which... Yeah. Which one
Michaela.
Do you want me to...
Wait, Michaela. Michaela, yeah. It's September 25th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 1 star.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on.
Sorry, but it just didn't look like you read the information or were very excited about doing the cameo. Love you guys, but the video missed the mark so much. I didn't even show her. I'm not trying to be mean. Here we go. All this right. is the one.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in Hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Yeah! Michaela, you are with your bachelorette party. Y'all are probably doing shots. I don't know. Maybe you guys are just sitting around a circle talking about the good times in life. You're at a lake. I'm trying to guess which one. Maybe Lake Havasu, Lake Travis. I don't know, a lot of lakes out there. Maybe the Great Lakes. Who knows? There's Pablo.
He says hi.
Michaela, he says, congrats so much. You're doing the bachelorette party. You've got the wedding coming up on October 2nd to Jim. What a pimp. What a bro. What a dude.
Hopefully it didn't take him 5 years, or was it six?
Our hashtag was 6 years Slater.
Well, all of the years ran together.
Okay, this has not been her strongest cameo work. She's not promoting a wedding and marriage right now. You've actually
Ray, I think you have plenty of energy here.
The sanctity and marriage.
I didn't even know there was a one star. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it sounds like it has plenty of energy.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and you brought your wife and the cat in there?
Yeah.
Rest in peace to the cat.
Haters. Yeah, rest in peace to the cat. All right. Ed, did you get your car out of Target?
Michaela, do better than Benji.
I did. Yeah. I did. I went late last night. I was like, it already spent the night there at Target, but it broke down.
My wife. Tow it after 24 hours?
No. My wife was at Target, and then she got back to her car, and she couldn't put the car in gear. And so we were in Florida, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Just leave the car there, and I'll figure it out when we get there. And so last night I went, and sure enough, man, it was like, you know, when you pull on the gear thing right by the steering wheel, and there was nothing. You can go up and down. Like, it was gliding. Couldn't kick it into gear. So then I Googled it. I saw a video on YouTube. They said, go under the car, and there's usually like this little attachment where that handle connects to the actual transmission. Sometimes that
you
thing wears
it
out.
From a YouTube video? Like, you saw it fix the car?
I saw what he was talking about in the video. I put it together, and it worked. That's crazy, dude. I fixed my wife's car from a YouTube video.
Do you have to take it in and out of the shop, or is it just fixed?
No, he even told me what part I needed to order. I ordered the part. It comes in a couple days, and we're good. $10 part.
That's crazy. Hey, Ray, did you get a Google Chromebook?
Yep.
That thing's pretty inexpensive compared to like a MacBook, right?
Yeah, so MacBook Air, those are over $1,000. This thing's only like $280. It's awesome. But, I mean, there are a couple downfalls. There's a reason it's $280. You want my review?
Yeah.
So it's significantly heavier. You're not going to be bringing it to work with you. It's almost triple the weight.
It's that heavy?
It's really
heavy.
So
where do you take it? I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, at, you know, when I'm at the crib, when I got it on my lap, on the couch, I would never bring it back and forth to work. I mean, it's almost like bringing a desktop. It's not a laptop. One of those that you're going to, you know, maneuver all over town or transportation and stuff. So that's that. But also, like the key on it, you know how you do your keystrokes?
It weighs between 2.5 and 3.5 pounds. Ray's acting like it's a 50-pound computer.
I mean, dude, after having a light one, it is. It really is. But then also the keystroke.
The MacBook Air is 3.3 pounds.
So it's lighter than the Air?
Are you sure you bought a Google Chrome? Or like the...
I mean, I hate to use Lunch's line, but that's not accurate. Like, it's it's really heavy.
That's Lunchbox's line. Sure is.
Okay, what is your review?
Okay, well, hold on. Then the other thing, the keystrokes, usually on the Air, you go up to go down. It won't make sense just talking about it unless you actually see it. But when you go on Twitter, you guys are all going up to go down. It's opposite that. It's like cattywampus. So you got to, like, I don't know, reverse engineer your brain or whatever to use the laptop. Also, you got to log into a Google account. So if somebody just wanted to use it, they have to have a Google account or they can't even use it because it's a Google Chromebook.
And then what do you give it overall?
I give it a 3 out of 5 for the price. My cat's already attacked it. It's fallen on the ground. It's been fine. 3 out of 5, and it's strictly because of the price. You don't have to worry about it.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Yep.
Famous Trio's draft results from the draft.
Me?
You what?
That went?
Did I win? Who won? What did I have?
You had Toy Story. four Toy Stories.
I had Destiny's Child, though.
In last place was Amy.
Really? Oh,
no. Yeah, so you're out. You have Jonas Brothers, Hunger Games, and Rascal Flatts.
Wow. Interesting. That's.
I thought Jonas Brothers would be... I thought people loved those people.
In fourth place... Well, third and fourth were pretty close. Lunchbox was 3, Ray was 4.
Lunchbox?
What?
So Ray had 3 Stooges, 3 Wise Men in the Miami Heat. Big 3, finished in fourth place.
I think that hurt him a little bit.
And Lunchbox had Destiny's Child, BLT, and the Toy Story movies.
Oh, the 4 wow. Toy Story
It
doesn't
say 4, it just says Toy Story movies.
That BLT must have gotten him some...
In second place was Eddie.
Come on.
But you don't get anything.
That's okay, though.
What was your team?
I don't remember.
Eddie had Lady A, Alvin and the Chipmunks, and Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Boom.
And then Morgan had Harry, Hermione, and Ron, Queso, Salsa, Guacamole, and Charlie's Angels.
Woo.
34%. So there you go.
If I'm listening back, this is all pretty weak teams.
I feel good about mine. One,
what other trios would you have done?
I don't know. There's
Rockies.
Like, trios are hard. Like that's what I'm saying.
Like 6 of those. Okay, I got a couple other notes. We'll wrap it. Amy, what was the Sarah Bareilles deal?
Oh, I just had a spot from Kevin that I was doing. And a lot of times,
like a commercial?
Phonetically, yes. If there's a name that is complicated to say, it's, you know, in parentheses, drawn out for you. And so I get the Sarah Bareilles copy for something. and it says Sarah, and he's like, hey, just let you know, it's Borellis. And he never, and I go, oh yeah, Sarah Borellis, like, I'm good. And he was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, how old is Kevin? He doesn't know who Sarah Bareilles is.
Well, it's not like she's a huge star.
Really, really big, right?
Well, maybe I just think she's big because when we were in pop, she was big.
She was big enough, and she's been on Broadway.
And she'd been on
like,
our show.
Won, like, Tonys and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's why. It's because we've seen her.
But she did.
I want to
write. Not going to write you a love song because you asked for it and you need it. Yeah.
That's about it. That's all I know.
Well, would you have known her name?
Borellis.
Morgan, would you have known?
Sarah Borellis. Yeah. I feel like I know her.
Okay. I don't know. I appreciated it, though, because sometimes we have, like, the hardest name in the world, and there's no, like, they just expect us to know it.
I know. All right. We're done here. Oh, all right. You guys have a good day.
You need a nap, man. Oh,
yeah, I'm struggling.
You going to get a nap in?
Mm-mm. I have time.
All right. There's always time. You got 20 minutes free,
actually,
you can take a nap.
Not always time.
But you have a free 20 minutes every day.
But it's not just the 20. I can't just go, okay, 30 to 50, I'm going to sleep. Because you have to spend the 10 minutes before that winding down. I can't just go fall asleep on cue. Down?
You fall asleep like that.
I don't fall asleep easily.
That's not everybody's gift.
I can't just go, I would like to go to sleep now. Sleep.
Well, work on it.
You can't work on it.
Yeah. What does Amy say? Breathe it into the air. What do you say?
Breathe it in the
manifest
air.
Manifest it into the air.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.